Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. This week's movement snack has to do with the feet, since we've been talking about getting barefoot. And this is a really cool one that I have recently learned in regards to how the feet not only affect the body, but how the top of the foot, there are spots on the foot that can create tension. And when we release them, they may release other areas of the body. So what you're going to do is you need to grab a pencil, and you will want the eraser side of a pencil. And then in between each toe, so you'll have your foot barefoot, in between each toe, you're going to take that eraser from your pencil. So it's a small, you know, pencil, not a big eraser, but you're going to slide it in between each toe going up the foot towards the ankle. So hopefully that makes sense. So you're going along the line in between each toe, just kind of taking that pencil eraser, going from the big toe, second toe, right in between those, and then moving that pencil eraser up the foot all the way to the ankle. Then you're going to do it in between the second and third toe, the same thing, going up the line, then the third and the fourth toe, and then the fifth toe. Okay, so that's the first thing you're going to do. Then you're going to go back, and you're going to create these little circular, think clockwise circles in between that first and second toe. Going again, think about that line that you just drew up with the eraser, and you're going to circle it. And then you're going to go up a little bit further and circle it. And what you're looking for are little tension spots in the feet. And you may find a little spot. When you find it, just like you would if you were massaging or getting a massage, if you find a spot that feels tight, sit on it for a few seconds. Continue to circle that eraser around. And you're going to notice that sometimes, by doing this, you may feel some spots and you may realize, wait a second, my shoulder doesn't hurt anymore. So sometimes we hold tension all the way down in our feet and it affects the rest of our body in a different way than what we think. So try that. I'd love to hear how that felt. And then for those of you, if you've ever seen the balls, there's either these Rolga little, I don't even know what you would call it. These little, well, there's a ball. And then there's one that kind of looks like a foam roller, but it's got little edges. I will post a picture of this in my FormFit Mom community, and I will also post it in the Raising Healthy Humans Instagram page so you can see what I'm talking about. But those can be, you can put those under your feet and just kind of rub. And I always think, like, if you were vacuuming, you want the ball to kind of go along the bottom of the foot, just like a vacuum. And this can release a lot of tension, tightness in the bottom of the foot. And you may notice, this is a fun thing to do, is before you do that, try to touch your toes. Just bend forward. So stand up, bend forward, try to touch your toes. Then take one of these balls or the little rolling thing that I'm going to take a picture of. It's called a Rolga something or other. And then you can roll it under the foot, nice, for about 30 seconds, just back and forth, trying to get all of that area of the foot, the fascial area, and then bend forward again, and you will probably get a lot more movement. So that's a really cool thing that you can do to just kind of see how your body is affected by releasing tension spots or sticky spots in different areas and how your body will respond. So that is my movement snack for you today. Hopefully you enjoyed that. It can create a lot of release in the rest of your body. As always, know that you can join us if you have questions about any of these exercises. Join us over in the FormFit community. You can always private message me or email me. And then also watch for the videos. I post them in that community. I also post them on YouTube that you are welcome to watch if you ever have any questions about anything. And I'd love to hear if you have noticed a difference by doing some of these exercises. I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to leave us a review, letting us know how we have helped you, how I have helped you in regards to this with your movement snacks. And let me know if there's anything you'd like to see next or have questions for me. I am here to always help you. Have a wonderful day and make sure to keep moving. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.